Thanks for listening to the Best of the Doug Gottlieb Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time, that's 12 to 3 Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Doug Gottlieb Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
This is the Best of the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio.
What up, America? Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. Coming to you from the beautiful sunny city of Angels, which for now is not only home to the Lakers and the Clippers, and apparently Marcus Morris is going to join the Clippers. Get to that in a second. You may have heard that with the update. But for now, Todd Gurley, although we mentioned for now. The Doug Gottlieb Show is brought to you by Farmers Insurance, who knows a thing or two about how to save a buck or two when you bundle home or auto. So visit farmers.com or call 1-800-FARMERS to get a quote today.
We are farmers. Bum, ba-dum, bum, 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 bum.
This is kind of fun, right? It's fun. Trade deadline is fun. Like, you don't have to move your family or my family, right? You're not moving across the country. But other people are. So far, the biggest news of the day, I believe, in terms of name-wise, is D'Angelo Russell is going to be on his fourth team in 5 years. He'll play for the Minnesota Timberwolves, a team who he nearly signed with in the offseason. And he was traded for Andrew Wiggins, right? And then the Miami Heat, they traded for Andre Iguodala and gave him an extension. And Justice Winslow was one of the pieces that went back in return. I have opinions on the Heat, and they're not good ones if you're a Miami Heat fan. I have opinions on the Warriors. They are good ones if you're a Warriors fan. The Minnesota Timberwolves will continue to be exactly what you think they are. The Clippers and Lakers are both all in, and yet we're left to talk about the New York Knicks. So here was the groundbreaking Woj bomb. And, oh yeah, I have to mention this. Of all the deals that were done, today, I believe, and last night, I believe Andre Iguodala is the only deal that people foresaw. That's the only one. And it was because Andre Iguodala became a name and it got discussed and whatever. And was he going to get bought out? Was he going to get traded? If he got bought out, there was the thought that he would then sign with the Lakers, Rob Pelinka's former agent. Would he go back to the Warriors, who he has saw success with, who he was 5 years ago, the NBA Finals MVP? Like, that was Iguodala, which only lends us to this. Here's a statement you can take away. I don't care if the Lakers win a championship and Magic Johnson claims that he is responsible. Magic Johnson, in the role of president of the Lakers, was a complete joke. Because he couldn't go to the restroom without someone tweeting about it. And all this information leaks for a reason, because somebody wants it out there. The way to do business in the NBA, in the NFL, in Major League Baseball, if you want to pull off a deal, no one should know about it. Don't tell nobody nothing about nothing, right? Because the second there's a leak about, what? There will be another bidder, and you will end up being bid up, or you end up bidding even against yourself. No leaks. And the only time that wasn't true was when Magic Johnson was president of the Lakers. All right. So now we fast forward to today, where Adrian Wojnarowski and others, Sham Sharani as well, dropped the bombs that Leon Rose is going to be the new president of the New York Knicks. By the way, Leon Rose is the Tyrell Williams of agents. What does that mean? Leon Rose is a white guy. I just want to make sure that's right. Really? Yeah. Hey, man, Leon's here. Walks in. That's Leon? That is Leon Rose. It's always been Leon Rose. It's an upset. Tyrell Williams, former point guard of Kansas. It's an upset. Leon Rose is a white guy. Kind of reminds me of the scene from Hangover. The Doug we are looking for is a white, right? I'm Doug. Anyway. Leon Rose is being brought in. Now, Leon Rose is a really powerful agent. He's somewhere in between the old regime, which was David Falk, was Michael Jordan, and Patrick Ewing's agent, and kind of the new era of guys, right? The Rich Pauls of the world. There is precedent for this, not just Rob Pelinka, but, you know, the Pistons and, of course, the Golden State Warriors, right? Bob Myers, a former agent, and he pulled off a big trade. He's obviously done pretty well for himself. I want you to keep in mind that the New York Knicks, since 2000, have had Isaiah Thomas, Donnie Walsh, Glenn Grunwald, Steve Mills, Phil Jackson, Steve Mills, Scott Perry, right? They've had all of these different names. They've kind of tried everything. Like, I didn't think Phil Jackson would be a great president of basketball operations because he'd never done it before, because he'd only been a coach, not a talent evaluator. That proved to be accurate, but he was a former Knick, and the only way to get him was to give him the moon, the stars, and the sun, which included the ability to pick the groceries. Donnie Walsh had built the Indiana Pacers into an NBA Finals participant. Isaiah Thomas, Isaiah Thomas was bad. He was just not good. But he had previously run the Toronto Raptors and gotten some credit for initially the building blocks there. Damon Stoudemire, Vince Carter, et cetera, et cetera. So the New York Knicks are in a copycat league. They all are copying the Lakers and the Warriors, and to a lesser extent, the Pistons. But I actually think this makes a ton of sense. Leon Rose works for CAA. Full disclosure, I'm rep by CAA, not by Leon Rose. Other side, big company. Shortly before firing team president, this was from Woj and Ramona Shelburne, Knicks owner James Dolan began exploring front office models by hiring a top executive out of the player agent ranks. Rose reps Joel Embiid, Chris Paul, Devin Booker, Karl Towns, Carmelo Anthony, Kyle Kuzma. Previously, he repped LeBron James before Rich Paul took over, and Allen Iverson. Now, coming along with Rose is a guy named World Wide West, right? And you've probably heard of World Wide West because, one, he's out of Detroit. Two, he was like a connector to LeBron and to all these, a lot of high school players and where they would go and connect them to Kentucky. I don't know if this works, or I don't think it works in Oklahoma City or in San Antonio or even in Phoenix. Right? Arne Tellem, who's running the Detroit Pistons, has not yet hit in Detroit. But the Lakers and the Knicks and the Bulls, and to a lesser extent the Nets, they're not built truly through the draft. They're supposed to be destination franchises. And as much as you can chant fire Dolan or sell the team, he actually has listened to you or listened to the narrative that, hey, guys don't want to play for the Knicks because of Dolan. The only way to get guys to sign as free agents when everyone can offer the same amount of money is through relationships. Right? Sports is a business, and business is done through relationships. Who you know is more important than what you know. Don't get me wrong. They're going to need an assistant GM and other guys that need a cap specialist. They need some assistant GMs. They need, you know, they need guys that can evaluate talent through the NBA draft. Not just picking the top end prospects, but can you find a diamond in the rough in the second round? Like, all these things are in fact important. But the Knicks go through an offseason where they don't even get an interview with Kyrie, don't get an interview with Kevin Durant, don't get a sit down with Paul George, don't get a sit down with Kawhi Leonard. And you know what? Good for them for figuring out, hey, people don't like us. There's something to Leon Rose that he has all this diverse group of clients from all over the world, all over the country. And World Wide West is a connector. I think it makes total sense. If you don't like the Knicks move, then you just don't like any move the Knicks would make. That's it. If you don't like the Knicks move, you don't like any move they would make. Because Pelinka has figured it out. Bob Myers has figured it out, and it doesn't mean that Leon Rose will work, but damn it, they've tried everything else. While others will clown that people are unqualified and this is a reach, it is. But there have been plenty of other hires that made a ton of sense that didn't work there. And just like Bill Belichick, when he didn't have a pass rush, brought in five defensive ends. And when he didn't have wide receivers, he brought in six wide receivers and then did move mountains to get Antonio Brown and to get Josh Gordon. You have to identify your problem and go about fixing it. And the Knicks' problem was nobody wanted to sign with the Knicks, even if they had all this money. And everybody likes World Wide West, and everybody likes Leon Rose. Doesn't mean problem completely solved, but at least they're addressing the problem.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
He's an NBA champion. He's also known as the Grindfather. He's kind enough to spend some time listening to the pod and here on the radio show. He's Tony Allen. He's joining us on Trade Deadline Day. How are you, T.A.?
I'm all right. I'm just cool now.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. I like what Andre Iguodala did for Andre Iguodala.
Most definitely.
I don't like what Andre Iguodala did if I'm the Miami Heat. Let me explain why. Okay? Andre Iguodala was perfect for the Golden State Warriors because when they went small ball, he was like the 4-5, right? Mm-hmm. Like, leave him open for a reason, and he can guard almost any position. He made enough shots. You know. Obviously, he made enough shots to be Finals MVP during their first championship run. But there's a specific fit there. So he didn't want to play for Memphis. He didn't want to be bought out or traded or whatever, so he spent first half of the season on the golf course. And I'd assume still working on his body and getting right. But any kind of wash to be like 15, now he's 2 years, $30 million in the extension.
Mm-hmm.
He was playing 20 minutes a game and couldn't stay healthy last year. Couldn't be healthy through the whole playoffs last year. Now he's a year older. And, you know, I don't, he's not going to play the five there because they have a really talented shot blocking big
all-star.
Right? So in fit, and then I don't feel like they're a championship team, and he's that one piece, and to pay him $15 million.
It's kind of a little overrated.
A little bit. But now, he might not, hey, I'm not going to show up unless you give me an extension. So I appreciate from the business perspective, like, I like what Andre Iguodala did for Andre Iguodala. But the Miami Heat, are they closer to winning a championship now?
that's where the questions and the struggles come in. However, we got to put respect on his name. He's a three-time champion, Finals MVP. He's made the defense of all defense teams. Got great, pedigree with stopping guys. That's his lane. And we saw what he did with LeBron 1 year. But right now,
that's
36,
like 5 years ago.
At 36 years old, I think this year taking off maybe gave him an extra year or two, just because of the rest, his limbs and joints and just healed up, his little nagging injuries that you have throughout the season. It's probably, just where it need to be his age.
But how hard is that to go from? And he's one of those guys who's always going to be in shape, right?
Yeah.
Like he's got.
But rest, man. I
get it.
Load management. You just did a whole load management year for yourself.
Yes, so now you're going to start playing in like mid-late February.
And you should have all the energy in the world. However, the thing is, you said it. He don't come and stay. You know what I mean? If the trade goes through, he might stay in Memphis if they don't get the $30 million part on it. It might be a little overrated for his age, but you can't hate the game. You got to respect the player.
I do. I absolutely do. What do you think about this move? And look, Arne Telm's running the Pistons.
Mm-hmm. Another agent.
Yeah. Bob Myers is running, obviously, the Warriors. And Rob Pelinka's run the Lakers.
Mm-hmm.
The Knicks hire Leon Rose, really well-respected agent.
Mm-hmm.
And World Wide West is also going to be part of the organization, which is like, if you know any of the story of World Wide West, for him to be like, go legit and actually work for an organization, that's mind-blowing. Does the Leon Rose hire make sense to you?
Well, like they say, anytime World Wide West is in the building, they make a mess. So
yes,
it's something big about to come about that. However, I just think it's a copycat league, man. We hiring all agents. Obviously, you see what the Golden State Warriors did with bringing in Klay and Draymond and putting that group together. And signing KD or whatnot. I just think these guys got great ties with a lot of people in the league, and they in the know. They friends with friends, and, you know, they all have mutual friends. And like I said, whenever an agent is in full control like that, it ain't hard for them to get a signing.
So it makes sense to me for the Knicks, because the Knicks are probably sitting there going like, look, we're the biggest market in the league.
Biggest market.
Right? We play in an absolute palace.
Exactly.
Okay, people are talking about us, and we haven't been good in forever. Why won't KD wouldn't give him a meeting, Kyrie wouldn't give him a meeting, Kawhi wouldn't give him a meeting, LeBron wouldn't give him a meeting, right?
Mm-hmm.
AD, you know, AD never said, I want to be a Knick. I'm sure he wouldn't have turned it down. Why would this be? And it had to be that they didn't have relationships, right? They didn't have relationships.
No, whatsoever.
So now you hire an agent at Worldwide West, and at
who's definitely involved with a little bit of everything that's going on with each and every NBA player that's doing something big. So
it's not a crazy idea.
Why wouldn't you want to put those guys in charge and get three good all-stars who would commit to come? I see that with those Leon Rose and Wes in charge over there.
I agree with you. Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. Clippers or Lakers, who do you like more? Just so you know, Mo Harkless was moved today, and Marcus Morris comes back to the Clippers. The Clippers also traded for Isaiah Thomas, IT, coming over from the Washington Wizards. So those are the only two acquisitions made. Both the Clippers, Lakers haven't done anything as of yet.
Lakers haven't done anything as yet.
I think the Lakers are getting Darren Collison. I think that's why they haven't made a move yet.
Darren Collison?
Mm-hmm.
He's back?
Well, he's retired, but he's supposed to be training to come back.
He's back. Okay, so both things make sense. I like the addition with IT. Maybe he gets a platform now to compete for on a high level, you know, maybe get some big games, get a bigger contract, you know. We all know what happened with his hip.
Yep.
Back in the day with injury. Not sure how he's going to, you know, fit with that second unit with two small guards.
I don't know. I guess Pat starts, so he come off
starts,
the bench. I just don't know how he plays.
Still a lot of little guards.
Yes.
Just little guards. I don't. You know, you got Lou.
Yeah, it doesn't
you got
make...
Pat. But they scores, and that's what this league is driven about now. So they could run it up. I know that with those additions. However, the Lakers, they've been solid with their group all year. You know. Look, they're number one in the West. I don't see if anything's broke by changing, but they could use a few upgrading additions.
Mark Stein reports that the Lakers are going to give J.R. Smith a post-trade deadline audition, okay, perhaps as soon as next week, and then they're the favorites to sign Darren Collison. So it looks like that's their...
Either J.R. or both. Or both?
Yeah, because they'll probably cut Rondo, and if they get Collison.
That's how they going?
Yeah.
That's what they doing?
I'm more sure than I am.
I don't like
unsure.
Those words that's coming out of your mouth.
Why is that?
Like,
Tony Allen, our guest. Why?
Yo, son, that's
my
brother.
Because.
What are you doing? He the wizard. He going, you can't cut him.
Why can't you cut Rondo? Again, when was the last time Rondo was really good? And I think they feel like Rondo, you can't play like Rondo 10 minutes a game. He doesn't roll like that.
Right.
That's how it goes. They like Caruso better off the bench because Caruso, you could play Caruso 2 minutes, he'd be great. You could play him 20 minutes, he'd be great. Whereas Rondo,
You got to play him a whole quarter.
Got to play him, and it's hard to play him with LeBron when he's not
a great
shooter.
And that's the buzz that's going on in the media world, man.
Not the media world, that's in the real world. I'm just letting you know. If you had to guess right now, the Lakers and the Clippers, who do you like more?
And that's what I'm trying to. I was trying to break that down with you, man. I'm gonna have to go stay with the Lakers, man. I'm gonna have to stay with the Lakers. They go because I only say this because I don't like those additions with IT and Morris.
Okay, I agree with you on IT.
Morris is great for the wing, but I just think they needed more.
They need a rim protector. They need a rebounder.
More guys bigger than. Not saying that Harrell ain't a fit, but make it get it done. But they needed a guy with size that could cover up the rim, man.
Yeah. Otherwise, you got Anthony Davis, and you have others. Let's get you quickly to an update. I want to talk to you about Kobe in a second. Let's quickly get you an update. Tony Allen continues to join us. Dan Byer, Dan, what do you got?
Doug, bunch of deals done in the NBA. Pistons trading center Andre Drummond to the Cavaliers. In return, Detroit gets Brandon Knight, John Henson, and a second rounder. Clippers did get Marcus Morris, you guys were just talking about, in that trade with the Knicks. That will include Isaiah Thomas going from the Wizards to the Clippers. Knicks are getting a first-round pick as part of the deal. Clippers are sending Mo Harkless to the Knicks. Now, the Lakers not interested in giving up Kyle Kuzma, so instead, Marcus Morris goes to the Clips. Warriors sent D'Angelo Russell to the Timberwolves for Andrew Andrew Wiggins. There are other pieces of this deal. The Warriors are getting a protected first-round pick in 2021, along with a second-rounder. Jacob Evans and Omari Spellman are part of the package heading to Minnesota. Timberwolves are now part of the Heat-Grizzlies trade, sending Andre Iguodala to Miami, as Gorgui Dieng is being part of the deal. Deion Waiters going to Memphis from Miami as part of the trade. Danilo Gallinari stays a member of the Thunder, not on his way to the Miami Heat, according to ESPN. Some news just in from the NFL. Safety Eric Weddle announcing his retirement, while an NFL Network report says all options are on the table for Rams running back Todd Gurley this offseason. Domestic battery charges against Dolphins corner Xavier Howard have been dropped. Dodgers gave first baseman Max Muncy a three-year extension. The Pittsburgh Penguins take on the Tampa Bay Lightning in tonight's Discover Card Key matchup, brought to you by Discover. Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year automatically. And it's even more amazing because Discover's accepted at over 95% of the places in the U.S. that take credit cards. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2019 Nielsen Report. Limitations apply. We'll be back to the Doug Gottlieb Show in 10 seconds, but first, a word from Farmers.
Bundle home and auto with Farmers Insurance, and you could save an average of 20%. We know a thing or two about how to save a buck or two. Get a quote at farmers.com today.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Reported 2018 nationwide average savings underwritten by Farmers, Fire Insurance Exchanges and Affiliates. Products not available in every state.
Memphis did real good.
You like what Memphis has done?
I like that trade.
Which one?
Waiters, James Johnson, and
Justice Winslow.
Man, that was big.
Yeah.
That was big. Yo, we might make we making the playoffs. For sure we making the playoffs. It's lit.
Tony Allen joining us. Obviously got John Morant.
Oh, it's lit. It's all the way up. Like, I'm surprised my phone haven't went off. But that's a nice trade. Great.
You coming out of retirement to play on that team? Is that what you're telling us about your phone blowing up?
No. I can't play in today's league, man. How physical I am.
Okay, so that's funny. So you can play the four.
Yeah, I could definitely play the floor. PJ Tucker style. Yeah, right? Let me bang down there.
Totally. Got to work on your jumper, though, man. That's something about Oklahoma State guys.
Now, you know what? Hold on. Speaking of that, I was just having a shooting contest with one of the D-League guys down in the Hustle, Dusty. You know Dusty Hanna?
Uh-uh.
Oh, this guy shoots from half court with his eyes closed. But listen, I've learned that what was the reason why I couldn't shoot as great as I could now.
Why?
I jumped too damn high.
Yeah, you don't have to jump on a jump.
And you don't have to jump that high. And I've noticed that as this late in my career.
your first time... Wait, so you grew up in Chicago.
Okay? Shattown.
And by the way, if you want to hear his story, which is an unbelievable story of growing up, playing football under a different name in high school because he wasn't eligible, download the All Ball podcast. I guess it's true. I'm kidding.
That's a real spin.
No, I know it is. But the whole Tony Allen story, including his high school coach not getting him a scholarship and having to go to two different junior colleges, Oklahoma State, and all the grind to getting to be one of the most respected defensive stoppers in the NBA. Download the All Ball podcast. Type in All Ball and Tony Allen. You'll hear it. It's great. But you're growing up in Chicago. It's still Jordan's town, right? What did you think of Kobe Bryant when you were growing up?
I knew for sure that Kobe had everything to emulate that guy. He was next up.
People forget he talked like him. Yeah. He walked like him. He emulated his game like him. Like, mm-hmm. He wanted to be Mike, and he did a really good Michael Jordan imitation when he was being interviewed early on.
Yeah, you saw it early, man. If anybody can take on that task, he was fit for it, mentally ready for it. Spoke to the media well. Was always the guy trying to take the last shot, defending the best guy
right
on the opposing team. Late crunch time, all in his face, half court. So, like, those are the things that Michael Jordan was doing. So, when you look at a guy like Kobe, man, you know, and we all know the infamous dunk on Ben Wallace. That's pretty much what caught our lights, like, to this guy. So
you get to the league.
Mm-hmm.
First time you played against Kobe was where, when? Do you remember?
All I remember is my first actual game that actually meant wins and losses, and you know, in the regular season, they came to Boston.
Okay, they come to Boston. Lakers come to Boston. Who's on the Lakers? That was Powell, right? That wasn't, you weren't there with Shaq.
No, it was Shaq there. Shaq was there. Shaq, Lamont, was it Shaq? I'm not even sure, man. Maybe 2004. Whatever team they had in 2004.
Okay.
And that was basically the time. I mean, no, you're right. Shaq wasn't there. 2004. I got Shaq in Cleveland.
All right, so go ahead.
But no, Kobe, he pretty much was.
So, but what?
42. Like, it was 42 points, and I played 8 minutes and six fouls. I had six fouls in 8 minutes.
All guarding Kobe?
All guarding Kobe. Like, he had like 40 some points. So I think this was right when they changed his name to the Mamba or something. Like, and it was, he went and fouled me out. And
all right, I can find this game really quickly. Okay, but like, do you remember like what it was like going into? Okay, so because the first year you didn't play against him.
No,
first year you didn't play at all against him, right? So it must have been the second year, 05-06.
05-06.
Okay, so 05-06, he comes to town. Let's see here, the L.A. Lakers come to take on the. Let's see here, oh there it is. Oh yeah, you did. No, you actually scored.
He said, "I actually."
No,
scored.
I mean, I'm just saying. You act like you just fouled out. You didn't do anything. You're 5'11" from the field, yeah. 8 of 9 from the free throw line. You didn't foul out. That must have been your third year. You like your memory. You had 18 points. Bad. You balled out. You played nice.
Yeah, okay, keep going.
Okay, so that's 06. That's 06. You know, sometimes it's short term. It sounds like long term memory is more of an issue.
2020, man. It's 2020.
You didn't play your third year against them.
No,
you were hurt. You're inactive.
Inactive.
Yes. So we're not even going to 2000. That's 2007. You're killing me, Alan. You're totally killing me. All right. So what was it like?
Seven. Yeah, it was seven.
Okay. Oh, now it's 2007. Seven. Now you're sure of it?
Yeah, I guess.
You won in 2007 at home.
You gotta find it, man. It was the game. It was a game in 2006. You got to find it.
All right, I will find it. Game in 2006. It was in the playoffs? In the finals?
No, it was a regular season game, man. It was.
Was it in L.A.?
In Boston.
It was in Boston. Boston. Yeah. In Boston, you played one time. You played great. I just read you the stats.
No, I'm talking about.
All right, we will find it.
It had been a rookie year or something.
What was his reputation like in the league?
His reputation? Fearless. I mean, wasn't nothing you could give
dude,
him on the court.
Did guys like him?
I don't understand. What do you mean? Do guys like him?
Like, what was he boys with anybody? Because so I had Rajah Bell, who's on my podcast this week. Rajah was like, man, when I first got in the league, I didn't like him at all. Like,
I'm just asking you, like, when you ask that question, like, why are you asking? Do you gotta like him? Like, when you get on the hardwood, what the hell do you? What do you gotta like somebody for if you get on a podcast?
You don't. But I'm what I'm saying is, I feel like his reputation changed over time. Like, he went from a guy that dudes didn't really like and get down with. Like, he was different, and then by the end,
I never. No, you can't see. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, you like, set I guess the record
when
straight.
When you a star, you gotta have a certain kind of. People gotta like you and don't like you, right?
You can do whatever you want. Like, I feel like LeBron. I don't know what people's view of LeBron is. I don't know what people's view of KG was. Like, KG didn't want no one to like him.
No, I ain't worried about whether you like him or not.
I understand.
You gotta talk about what's fact.
Okay,
what he did on the court was he was a relentless guy. He didn't really care about too much of, you know.
He wanted to be respected, right? He wanted to be respected.
He didn't care too much about. Joking with you, what you got going after the game,
right?
What we going to eat at. No, it was, I'm about to embarrass you, literally, and I'm going to embarrass you. Every chance you let me, I'm going to embarrass you. So what do you, I'm not sure what people think you got to like somebody like that.
You don't.
If they trying to embarrass you on the court, so you, hey man, thanks for giving me that 50 piece, man. Like, that's what you want me, like, that's, like, I don't get it. You gotta speak what's fact. Like, Kobe was—he
was a killer.
He was a killer.
He was.
And we gotta find that game too. What I'm talking about, because you just made it seem like I was.
My problem is I have the
he just
best,
went on his phone
best studio
and
crew.
Like, you find that game, man. If the one I fouled out in 8 minutes, so he won't think I'm capping, man. This man.
I'm just telling you, I have terrible.
He just did that fact. No, man, straighten that, man.
You can fact check. Just do the game log. Go to Basketball Reference.
Find that game.
Do game log. Tony Allen, our guest on the Doug Gottlieb Show. As you got older, and you became synonymous with being the grind father. When you're in Memphis and you guys are doing battle with the Lakers, what was it like?
That was a whole different time because it was more so I had to hold my own on that. It was like I ain't in the pick and rolls, I had a little help, but then it was mainly on me. I took more of the role of I want to challenge Kobe. It's on me. I want this challenge to myself, and I got it for the team. And that's what I felt like I was hired to do, even to come out there. And this is a story I'm telling you now. When I got signed to the Grizzlies, Chris Wallace was one of his questions and to ask me was, are you ready to continue to stick in Kobe, you know, for our organization? Because late in the ball games, through when we played the Lakers, Kobe posted us up and he didn't have 15 points out of the post to, you know, win the game or whatnot. And we like how you defended them in 2010 or whatnot. And we want you down here. So just by that coming along, I'm like, yo, y'all saw that? I'm thinking like, Chris Wallace, y'all saw that? And then I signed or whatnot. And each time that I was in the game in a uniform and for the Grizzlies, I competed with him like as if it was still the finals. Like every game. Like, and I ain't want no help. I just wanted it to be me and him. Just to let him know I could defend at that type of level. You know what I mean?
How would you characterize Kobe? Was he the best player? Was he the best competitor? What was it? Where was he in the pantheon? Because you told me on the pod, like, hey, like LeBron's a great player, but he wasn't the toughest guy to stick of the guys that are guarded.
Yeah, and that's what I was trying to tell you before we started. I was trying to tell you that it ain't like too much you can give him. Like, you can't go under the screen. He's going to pop you from the – if you go under the screen. You can't give him baseline because he might just take off on the baseline, and you can't let him catch and shoot because he'll catch and shoot. It's like, so what do I do with this guy? All right, let me force him one way, and he going to have to give me all his points this way. And he can do that, but it's a lot of attributes to his game that you really have to study. You really have to get on film to rewind, clip. Okay, when he spin right here, he got a head fake coming afterwards. When he step back, he might head fake you again. He might head fake you 3-4 times, and you have to be ready for this because he's a scorer. He know how to get to the line. He know how to get fouled. Three things that's going to happen when you stick in a guy like that. He's going to score. He's going to get fouled. He's going to get an assist.
Yeah.
Stay woke. Stay woke. Stay woke.
Tony Allen, Grindfather, joining us on the Doug Gottlieb Show.
Y'all got that game, man?
Do we have? We found the game.
What year was it?
Go ahead. What year was it?
Okay, it was February 22nd, 2005.
Okay, wow,
Kobe scored 21 points. Mr. Tony Allen, you fouled out with 2 points, going 1-for-4 from the field.
Yeah. What's that like?
That hurt.
That was like a lesson.
No, I never fouled out that fast. Like, it was like, I pride myself on defense. You know, coming from
Oklahoma State, yeah.
Like, if you foul out, you getting back.
You come help me coach.
Right. And then you want to hear that. You don't want to hear that. You want to be in the game. You want to be playing. But I could have. Oh, man.
You're right. I was wrong. I mean, like, look, I'm trying to do it on the fly on the phone because my computer, we have the.
You all right, man. You all right. Players mess up.
Tony Allen joining us. Last thing. When you heard the news, what went through your mind that he passed away?
Now that was tough. Really what blew me about the whole situation was because I had plans on actually meeting him, actually really being on a more like friendship side. I had some ideas about, you know, basketball. The camps and stuff that he run, the Mamba Academy. I want to emulate that on the defensive side of things, you know. Just that artist kind of getting taken away from the league, and I just want to, you know, see if I can implement that by him saying that I was the best and letting kids know that, you know, defense can provide for your family. Defense can get you in this league. It did for me.
When he said you're the best to ever defend him.
Yeah.
What's that mean to you?
I mean, for the most part, it meant a lot. Like, but I'm saying now, it when he passed, I had answers. I wanted to know which Tony Allen you talking about. Was it the Memphis Tony Allen? Was it the Boston Tony Allen? Like, I don't understand. Like, it kind of messed me up. Like, and like I said, I was trying to implement the camp. I wanted to do the camp thing. So I really wanted to have a glass of wine, smoke a cigar with him, and you know, pick his brain, ask him about the finals. What was his drive going for? I heard him talk about it a lot of times. Just ask him about why did he think I was fooled on some of the plays when he started speaking in Spanish, knowing that he about to counter. You know what I mean? He's bilingual. He speak 8 languages, so I'm knowing whenever he stops speaking in English, he's trying to trick me in some sort. So it's a whole conversation, man. If you really, really, really want to know, we'll be here. I don't know how much time we got, but you know it's a lot we could have talked about that. That's in the end game, you know, like certain games, you know, he'll be in a smiling mode, hitting your hand, saying what's up before the game, and that's the Kobe you probably don't want to. you like, it's tricky, something going on, but the Kobe Bryant that just don't say nothing and got his jaws locked, that's a different type of animal too. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and so. It's fascinating to me because you're somebody who, you've talked about, death has been a part of, you know, your life. Like, it was tough growing up in Chi-Town, but to have it affect you that much obviously shows kind of there was just this, it was kind of what I was trying to say. Like, I understand you weren't friends when you played, but as he got older and he became much friendlier. He wanted to share. He loved basketball. He wanted to talk about stuff and tell stories. And it was like a different Kobe that everybody liked.
But he never talked to me though, and that's what I'm saying. He never had no words with me. Like, he never. It was all, and me, like, I don't know. It's just to hear him say that, and we never had a conversation. I know for sure he left some on the table for me. Like, he. I'm always forever. Kobe gonna be forever in my heart. Like, just from him saying that, like, that's real people stuff. Like, you don't get too many real ones that do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I ain't your your most prolific guy. I ain't your all star.
Sure.
I'm GNG. I'm grit and grind. I get mad at the mud when none given to me. So you know how I'm coming on in my own lane. So for him to respect my grind. Like, come on, man. Mamba always going to be the goat in my eye. You know?
That's Tony Allen, grit and grind.
For sure.
Thoughts on Kobe Bryant? And obviously, he now wants to go back and play the 4, maybe the 5, stretch 5.
No, man. For the Memphis Grizzlies. I am not available.
T.A., you're the best. Thanks for joining us.
Much love, man.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific.
Andre Iguodala is now a member of the Miami Heat, and that's being championed by many pundits on television. Because Andre Iguodala is a former finals MVP. Now look, Andre Iguodala in his previous life with the Philadelphia 76ers was a great scorer and was an all-star. But his role with the Golden State Warriors was to be part of that death lineup because he was a great defender and he could play the 4 or the 5, bring it up a little bit, handle the basketball. He was a great fit. But he never averaged over 10 points a game during his time with the Golden State Warriors. Matter of fact, last year with the Warriors, he averaged 5.6 points a game. 5.6. So he had 1 year left in his deal at $18 million. He would refuse to play for the Memphis Grizzlies and convinced the world that he was getting healthy by playing golf every day. Andre Iguodala hasn't played over 30 minutes a game in 5 years. Okay? Remember, in the Western Conference Finals, in both of the past 2 years, he got hurt. And he left the NBA Finals last year after landing awkwardly in Game 1 of the NBA Finals. He couldn't stop getting hurt. Last year in May, he said, he was asked about not practicing. He said, just a lot of minutes and overuse. I'm old. My leg just flared up real quick. We have a good training staff. When you've been playing 5 long seasons, it's bound to come up. It's rare, but you see it. It's hard for it to be realized. My career is almost over anyway, so I really don't care. He told the world his career was almost over, that he was old, that injuries just flare up because he's old. The previous year, not last year, the previous year, he missed he only played in 15 of the 21 playoff games because he was hurt. Matter of fact, they probably would have lost to the Houston Rockets had Chris Paul not gotten hurt. Why? Because Iguodala was hurt. I'm not saying he wasn't great for what he did with the Warriors. I'm saying, one, that was a specific role. Two, he hasn't been that same guy in a couple of years. And three, every year you're getting older. You can take all the time off you want. Still 36 years old with a lot of tread worn off the tires. And the Miami Heat gave him an extension? In the all-time, he'll come to South Florida and he'll rejuvenate himself. It doesn't have, there's no fountain of youth. Ponce de Leon did not find it. The only people that found it were those guys in the movie Cocoon. And that's a movie. Right? I mean, honestly, the only fountain of youth I know of is Tom Brady, who keeps looking better and better every year. He had to do something to the hair. Had to. Or the face or something. There's no way it's avocado ice cream. I don't think this is a good deal for the Heat. I just don't. You don't sit out a couple months, play golf, and then all of a sudden you're magically cured of playing like 15 seasons in the NBA and five long, hard ones where you go to all these NBA finals and you tell the world that you're old, that you're washed up, that you're pretty much done. And they gave him another year? Oh. Listen, good for Andre Iguodala. Great business move. Great. But I fail to see how this makes the Miami Heat any closer to winning an NBA championship.